Welcome, everyone. This is the Lachey Show, featuring my co-host, Dan Love.
Glad to be here.
So am I. What up, Danny?
Not much.
What up, everybody? This is the Lachey Show. Today is Sunday. Please let it be the 12th.
It is the 12th.
June 12th, 2016. And how are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Feeling really good.
I'm feeling good too. This morning I had a dessert called. Yeah.
This morning you had dessert.
This morning, as soon as I got up.
Dessert for breakfast, kind of thing.
Dessert for breakfast. Okay. Something called blueberry jamboree.
Please tell me all about it.
Elaborate.
I love blueberry.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, I love blueberries also,
okay.
And I got this dessert called blueberry jamboree from Magnolia's Bakery. I'm not quite sure you're familiar.
Sure.
Isn't that?
I work right near.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, yeah, it's so good. The whole top is like fresh blueberries.
Okay.
And it's nothing like jelly. It's homemade.
It's not that like.
It's not
goo. Like, yeah, blue goo, yeah, yeah. And then circles.
It's not that.
It's actual blueberries.
It's actual blueberries and some type of homemade compote. Like, it's so freaking good. And under that,
that's just the top.
Mm-hmm. And then under that is a sweet cream cheese filling.
Okay.
Doesn't taste artificial. Tastes like somebody whipped it up in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. Somebody big, somebody brown,
right?
Yeah, somebody just
a lot of elbow grease behind that, right?
And then up under that there's more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a crushed nutty, almost like a cookie,
but it's thick and together.
It's thick.
Is it a crust?
It's a crust. It's a bottom, pause.
Right.
And it's thick, and it's not graham cracker though. It's like, I don't know. Anyway, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
With my coffee. Shout out to Magnolia's Bakery, just to start first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
How was your week, Danny?
Good. I just have to say, I walk by Magnolia every day on my walk to work.
You don't get anything?
Here's the thing. I walk by, and then I take that extra 20 seconds just to stop. And they're always in the window. It's like an old school candy shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So there's always somebody in the window decorating a cake, whipping something up. And I'm just like, oh.
And you're a fat guy.
I'm
like,
a fat kid.
I don't understand.
But I just don't. Because if I bought that every day, I'd be a fatter kid.
I understand.
That's the problem.
But can you just do me a favor?
What's that?
Please buy that blueberry jamboree.
Okay.
Please. I mean, just for fat's sake.
Well, fun fact for the audience out there. One year you got me a magnolia cake for my birthday.
What kind?
Don't you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Like
but
a peanut butter chocolate.
Oh, right,
deal.
Right.
Very, very
you
good.
You said deal. You are obsessed with peanut butter.
Love peanut butter.
So, how was your week? Well, first of all, before we get into your week, I just want to tell you actually how I got to Magnolia's.
Okay. Yeah, yesterday. I was going to ask that. Like, how the hell did you get
a
Manhattan
bakery in
Jersey?
Yeah, because it was kind of random. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, the day before yesterday was my friend Aisha's birthday.
Happy birthday, Aisha.
Happy birthday, Aisha. She celebrated the big 40.
Mm.
Also, happy belated birthday to Susie Carlick's Dance Sensation, which is also my sister. But anyway, so we went out to eat. I took her out to eat, and we went to Carmine's, which we absolutely love.
Times Square?
Actually, we went to 91st Street.
Okay.
Okay. We always go to 91st Street because there's
less
never
crowded.
Yeah, there's never a problem getting in.
Yep.
Food was awesome, as usual.
Yeah.
That's consistent.
Yep.
I just had one little problem in Carmine. So when I made the reservation, I explained to them that it was my friend's birthday. It was a monumental birthday. When I got there, of course, I let them know, listen, it's my friend's birthday. Make it special. This, that, and the third. Oh, no, absolutely no doubt. We finished eating and everything. And towards the end, would you like anything else? And I was like, no, I don't think so.
No, you just gave us a family style Italian meal.
Yeah, I'm full as hell. Mm-hmm. We did have some pineapple mojitos. That was ridiculous, by the way.
That sounds good.
Okay, but anyway, nevertheless, I said, nah, I think we are full to capacity. We'll just take the bill. Mm-hmm. So he comes and he brings the bill. I give him the card. Whatever, I'm still looking around. Like,
you're waiting for the clap.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the guys. Yep. I'm waiting for, you know, I'm looking at the back door to see who's going to charge out with the, you know, the candle.
Yep.
None of that happened. So, okay, I'm going through with my transaction. Mm-hmm. I pay the bill or whatever. And he gives me back, all right, thanks, ladies. Have a good night. I'm like, hello. What about my friend? I told you that was her birthday. Oh, well, you didn't order anything. So, you know. That's why we didn't acknowledge it.
So we're not
going to
help you out.
Nah. So in other words, for all of y'all who don't know, who go to Carmine's, if you celebrating something and you don't buy the dessert, they're not going to acknowledge your special occasion in any way, shape, or form. And I just thought that was pretty disgusting. Hmm. I think I'm going to fall back on Carmine's.
I think you should too.
For a while. Because, and then after that, of course, I didn't want her to not have dessert. So that's when we scooted all over to Magnolia's and we got assorted desserts. I ain't going to go into everything I bought because then I'm going to look real big and swollen. So I'm not going to do that. But just wasn't a good ending.
Yeah. What sucks about that is Carmine's is not a place where there's a value menu. You can't go to that place and spend cheap.
Right.
It's a lot of food. It's New York.
It's two people. It's $150.
Right. Period. Exactly. So the least they could do is throw a fucking candle
right.
inside a cream. Stick of butter.
How about this? On some whipped cream.
Exactly. Make the day memorable.
Right. And in any way, shape, or a cupcake.
You had one job. You had one
you
job.
Had one?
One fucking job. Acknowledge. Acknowledgement is half of customer service.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now I'm angry. No, like, but for real, like.
Get angry.
We've all been to lesser places.
Thank you.
In terms of repute and reputation.
I went to freaking Olive Garden.
Right.
And got a cupcake.
And they're coming out. It's your birthday. Come on. That's fun.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Get
disgusting.
The Snapchat going for that. But they can't even do that.
Yeah, shame on Carmine.
It's a bummer.
Carmine stinks. I don't like that. No, what about your week?
My week was good.
I know you had Italian food in some way, shape, or form.
I don't go probably 4 days without Italian food.
But did you go out?
I did. Yesterday, we celebrated my sister's birthday.
Okay.
My brother, my sister, and I went out. And we went to a place on 48th and 6th called Daniela's.
Okay.
Great Italian restaurant. I don't mind giving that place a plug every day.
How was the customer service?
Phenomenal.
Oh,
and here's why.
Oh.
I made the reservation a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, we're going to be in your restaurant celebrating my sister's birthday. If you could do anything to make our day memorable,
right.
it would be greatly appreciated.
Right.
That's like my standard.
And that was a month ago.
Template messaging that I send to anyone. Right?
Okay.
Then, sure enough, before we even got our dessert menus, we got a piece of cheesecake brought to the table with happy birthday in that chocolate sauce.
White doves came out.
Prince was there for some reason. Then we sang. It was a candle. It was wonderful. And then we ordered dessert. They didn't charge me for the cake because we ended up spending $200 because we got booze. And they don't care about a sliver of pie to make our day happy. That's how you do it.
You think Danielle could call Carmine and tell him?
They're probably going to the same family reunion.
What to do?
Us Italians stick together.
Because that shit is disgusting to me.
It's just not cool.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for you.
So am I. Thank you. And I feel bad about your experience.
Yeah, well, it's all right. Nevertheless, we still had a good day. So
amen.
It's all good.
Cool.
You live and you learn. So what's going on at Black People News?
You tell me, Black People.
Black People Couple News. One thing that kind of stood out to me.
This week. Right.
Was the good old Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey story. Now, I guess the question that I need to pose is, what the fuck is Nick's problem? Okay. Nick, last year, he's the one who initiated a divorce with Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. He's sick of this. He don't want this no mm-hmm. more. Whatever. Let's go our separate ways.
Right.
And now, when it's to the point of getting final signatures and finalizing everything, he don't want to sign.
He went AWOL. Well, he's not doing it.
Tell me why. From a man's perspective, what is his problem? Is he mad because she's about to marry a billionaire?
That's one thing. Now think about it. He's how many years younger than her?
I don't know.
40?
Probably 40.
Like, it's something insane.
Yeah.
Okay? She could be his mother.
Good night.
With that being said, he's going to be petty. He's going to be, regardless of whether he initiated or not, he sees her now with somehow, we talked about this in the past, Mariah Carey is stepping up her game. She's marrying a cajillionaire.
Correct.
She's marrying someone with more net worth than she.
Right.
So.
As she should.
As she should.
Okay.
now Nick Cannon's like, oh man, that sucks.
But you know?
I'm just trying to, I don't agree with it. I'm just saying that could be one angle.
Listen, whatever was supposed to be settled financially has been settled.
Correct. You got, so what's the holdup?
You got whatever you needed.
Same, it's the same way that whenever there's a trial going on, they'll just start like throwing red flags in there to slow the pace because they don't want shit to happen. It's similar. I don't know.
Was settled in 2014, right. By the way. Right. Okay. You agreed on the settlement, so you got a nice chunk of change. You have joint custody. I see y'all in pictures, all four y'all, grinning and cheesing, like, you know, we at holidays, we in Aspen on Christmas.
Right. Right.
So it's not like it's bad blood. But now, because you know that in August is the big wedding, you know they probably gonna throw that on the reality show, which mm-hmm. is gonna be
mm-hmm. big,
a big deal.
Yep.
Now you don't want to sign the paper. Like, is that hate? What is it? Or is it something that I ain't seeing?
I mean, I don't know. It's really hard. It's also a thing where we're not accustomed to. I mean, we see a lot of this. Two Hollywood people that are a couple have some problems, and then within 6 or 8 months, like, oh, you know what? We hashed it out. We're cool again. You hear that shit all the time,
right?
If he wanted to hash it out and get back together, he would just.
I don't really think it's that. He would just like renege on the deal. Don't forget, he the one who filed.
I know. I know.
It's not like he's like, I don't care. I ain't signing nothing.
Right.
And what makes it so whack is that she can't even file for a default because he filed. Mm-hmm. So he's just holding up everything. And now at this particular point, for her to refile, it's going to take another 6 months for them to actually.
There's something else at play that we have no idea about.
What the fuck could it be? Let's speculate. What could it possibly be?
Here's another
thing. I think you're just a hater.
He's a whore when it comes to attention. He always wants to be at the forefront of, I'm going to host this. I'm going to do that. My name is here. You need a host? I'm there. Like, he's always cashing checks, and good for him. I feel like, you know, he's in between pilots right now, maybe. There's a new show coming out.
But he got money, though.
But he needs his name out there.
Weren't you just telling me something about him and freaking Eminem again?
Oh, yeah. Like, apparently him and Eminem have had some beef for years.
Okay.
But more.
Because Eminem said something about Mariah back in the days on a song.
Years ago.
Right. Freaking 20 years ago.
And he challenged Eminem to a $100,000 rap battle.
Is this a joke?
I have a lot of things. I have more things to say about that than the marriage thing.
Okay, what do you have to say?
I know Nick Cannon, and I don't know him, but I know him as the dude on TV who's been in a couple movies and thinks he can do everything. He's one of those, I'm an actor.
He can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give him this. He can act. I think he can act. He don't bother me as far as acting. Some of these acting dudes would be like, oh God, I can't watch this. This shit is horrible. You know, like these rappers.
You feel like he's passable.
I think he's passable.
Fine.
I think he's good looking.
Nice smile.
Yeah, he's good. I think he's good as far as a television host. I think he does well with that.
White people like him.
Honey, he could dress his ass
right.
off.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to give him that.
Right.
He got good clothes. He got good shoes. He's nice to look at.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done with the positive.
Can I just jump in real fast?
If it's positive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say if he's like a Swiss Army knife where he's usable in many circumstances, I'm going to say none of those blades are super sharp, though. He's passable in a lot of those things. Like, yeah, you could host a show, but so could O.J. Simpson. You know what I mean? Like, there's not many things to say about it.
O.J. can't dress like Nick, though. All right. But let me just say that.
Go to the negative. All right. Give me the cons. Give me the Nick Cannon cons.
I didn't really have one con. Nigga can't rhyme.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's my con. Like,
if I'm tomorrow gonna be like, hey, I can host a show. I'm on Lachey's show. I'm a known commodity. Hey, knock knock knock. Eminem. Yeah, yeah. I can do bars. No, I can't.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's like, why are you trying to challenge somebody who is
a legend,
who's obviously skilled?
Right.
Who's obviously good.
Who probably on his bad day could kill you.
Right. Like, why are we still giving this attention? So that leads to what you were saying as far as attention whore.
He needs it. So basically,
why are we entertaining this?
I always envision people's handlers and PR team have a whole calendar. And they'll say, all right, January to April, you're going to be on this show on Channel 4. Good. You're going to be in the headlines. March, or, you know, I'm sorry, May, you know, that's the season finale. What we need there is we need a hot, juicy thing. So it's like, don't sign your divorce settlement. All right, that'll carry us through midsummer. All right, he's got a pilot coming in July. Like, that's how these fucking people work. Your name constantly needs to be on TMZ or Channel 4 or on Lachey's show or something.
Right.
And that's him. He is the I need attention dude.
I don't like him like that no more. Like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm with you.
Moving right along, though.
Moving right along.
Nick, bye. Anyway, on another couple's note, we talk about people who's going through it and mm-hmm. not letting things run smoothly.
Right.
But let's talk about somebody who's happy as far as divorce goes and mm-hmm. able to move away quietly and happily right. is Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose.
Right.
I like what they're doing right now. Now, a couple of months ago, we talked about Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose mm-hmm. on how they were splitting, and it was nasty.
Yeah, a lot of names thrown around, a lot of words, a lot of social media posts,
honey,
a lot of that stuff.
This man was dragging her through it, mm-hmm. talking about her house was nasty.
Right.
Remember all of that? Mm-hmm. The housekeeper was talking, his mm-hmm. mama was on Twitter, everybody was all getting into it.
Something with custody, too, where he wasn't getting it, and da-da-da-da.
But now is a new day. Wiz and Amber is in a strip club together. They making it rain together.
And a couple that goes to the strip club together stays together. Right. I mean, let's acknowledge that.
Yo, they walking out. They holding hands.
Right.
They clearly messing with two other people.
Right.
But everything is love.
Amicable.
Yes. Which is, this is the way it's supposed to be.
I agree.
So just so that we know, the divorce has been settled. And Amber, you know, she got her paper.
Of course.
She got $1 million. And why are you shaking your
head? Go ahead.
In the prenup. That was part of the prenup.
Oh, so that she cashed
that
out
off the
immediately,
top.
Right.
I need that off the top.
That's like before tax shit.
Exactly. So, you know, with that, very good reason why she should be smiling. Mm-hmm. Okay. the arrangement was that he keeps the big house in Pennsylvania. He got about 4, 5, 6 cars. He got a chance to keep all his cars. All of them was classic cars or right. whatever that mm-hmm. he loved. And just like Sierra, she's getting about $15,000 a month. Look.
That could be
you're
a whole,
annoyed.
That could
you're
be
annoyed.
A whole separate show.
Yeah. $15,000 a month.
I always feel like that kind of shit shouldn't be commensurate with what the dude or the chick makes. It should just be like, what do you need to get by? What the fuck is your kid taking in every month?
They,
that you gotta
she
feed.
Need her $15,000.
Get the
month.
Fuck out
she
of here.
Needs
I'm
that.
Sorry.
Danny, like, she needs that.
I'm not even a Wiz fan, but
listen,
come on, man.
Listen, the child has to go to a nice school. You know, the child... What? The child should go to public school?
Didn't you? Didn't I?
Maybe my dad couldn't give my mother $15,000 a month. That's the difference. I went to the hood.
I'm trying to think about that. That is 150, 100, almost 200K a year.
He has it. What's the problem?
That... All right, what? go ahead. That's unsettling.
Is this why you don't want kids?
Yes. One of the reasons. One of the many.
You don't like that number, huh?
No.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, everything was agreed as far as custody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mm-hmm. happy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why can't Nick and Mariah take a page out of Wiz and Amber's book? Like, I don't understand.
It's different. I mean, what's the age difference between Wiz and Amber?
I don't know. But
not 48 years.
Why you just can't get your bread, share your kids accordingly.
Yeah.
And K to the R to the M. I just don't understand. Keep it moving. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But anyway, what else is going on is this big story that I hear about Bobby Brown doing this interview mm-hmm. with, what's her name? Robin Roberts on 2020.
Because he's got his book coming out.
Oh, Bobby. Why, Bobby? Let me just say for the record that I like Bobby Brown.
Okay, that's where you start.
You try your best to start it off mm-hmm. positive. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, I said light.
Mm-hmm. Past tense.
I don't like what he's doing right now. Did you see this?
I didn't see the interview, but I read everything basically about what's being highlighted from the book in the pre-release and all that jazz.
Well, let me just give you a little rundown.
Okay.
He's saying that he knows exactly what happened as far as his daughter passing
away.
Oh,
really?
Oh, he knows exactly what happened.
Was he there?
Actually, he wasn't there.
Okay.
But he knows exactly what happened. And ultimately, he blames the, at the time, boyfriend, Nick Gordon, for
the drugs and the this and the that.
For everything.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he refused to say his name.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah. He didn't want to say it. It's a very sad story overall to me, because when you think about it, first of all, I'm a tremendous Whitney Houston fan. One of the greatest voices ever, in my opinion. Just how she went on that path of destruction with drugs, and he said that he saw her use cocaine for the very first time on their wedding night. I just really didn't like the whole, like, kind of like kicking Whitney under the bus type thing. He said that, I just think it also is odd too, that Whitney and Bobby Christina both died the same way.
Yes.
With drugs, overdose, and in the bathtub. Like, it's just, don't you think it's creepy almost?
Yeah, very creepy. And I thought something deeper was going on with the daughter, because for that to have even taken place, I just feel like she was probably screwed up in her head.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean? Definitely. I mean, it's a classic case of poor parenting.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is. So for all who don't know, Bobby Brown is promoting his new book.
Yep.
And it's actually coming out on the 13th.
Yep.
Isn't that tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. I'm not promoting it, but I'm just letting you know that it's titled, it's a memoir. It's called Every Little Step, My Story.
Yep.
And he claims that also in the interview and also in the book that, did you hear about him having sex with a ghost?
What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. He said he had sex with a ghost.
Whose ghost? Was it an attractive ghost?
It was a white woman.
Of course it was.
That descended from the ceiling.
Okay.
And it was a good looking.
Did she fellate him? Like, what went down?
First of all, he used to see her going back and forth down the hallway. Okay. And all of a sudden, one night, by the way, he also mentioned to Robin that he wasn't high when this happened.
He was stone cold sober.
No, he wasn't using, like, no hard drugs. He just was using marijuana and drugs. Like, that has absolutely no effect. No. On the brain.
And he has the pure shit, so it's not laced
right. He had the pure shit. He had the
government THC,
the icky wicky. But anyway, so this woman has descended from the ceiling,
as women do,
right? And she straddles him, and all of a sudden they begin to have sex. And did you ever hear such a thing?
No.
This sounds like it could be a wet dream to me.
That's the kind of thing where if it did happen.
Some people believe this stuff.
It did happen. Okay. I'm not writing about it. That's something you take to your grave. Because if I said to anyone, family, friend, yo, man, I fucked a ghost yesterday. Like,
right. Why are you sharing this?
I would be committed tomorrow.
Right.
Straight jacket. Oh, my God. But the funny thing about Bobby Brown is I'm a little bit younger than you. Only like a few years.
Who, me?
You. Oh. So the thing with that is I don't know Bobby Brown as the pop artist.
Oh, okay.
I solely know Bobby Brown as the coked up Whitney Houston husband.
Do you, you're not familiar with his music?
Yes. Like later I got exposed to it.
Oh, okay.
But I've only ever known him as a crazy batshit motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew him as a lucid recording artist
or
whatever. So any of the shit that you're saying, yes, it's fucking stupid, but like it doesn't shock me.
I understand.
Because that's his M.O. Mm-hmm. His M.O. is like off the fucking cuff and just, you know, just being.
Well, bad boy. Grimy. That's his reputation.
Yeah.
I'm grimy. I'm bad boy.
But you're 48, 40, however old you are. You're not a boy anymore.
I feel you.
Stop.
Don't forget. You're trying to sell books now. Okay.
Yeah. I guarantee you
we got to sell books.
His advance was probably $1 million. And half of that $1 million was based on the ghost fucking.
No. Half of that $1 million was we want to hear more about Whitney.
Whitney.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
Did you hear about the Whitney Tupac thing that he touched on?
Oh, yeah. He talked about he wasn't an angel, he said.
Right.
When he was married to Whitney.
But
we both had affairs. I thought it was interesting how he said that he smashed Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, why? Why?
Wasn't Madonna on that list too?
Madonna was definitely.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sick of Madonna. Can we just talk about Madonna?
Why?
I don't know, because Madonna, I'm going to give her the award of loose booty of the industry.
Oh, 100 million percent.
Ew!
Absolutely.
She shows no discretion. She was. Yo, I'm sitting up here and I'm like. Bobby Brown's a snitch, by the way. Okay, and I don't like that. Okay, but I just want to take a minute off of Bobby just to get to Madonna for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about just quickly. Let's just glance over
Ooh,
the penises.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
Can we? No,
that's another show.
Too many, It's a whole fucking show.
It's a fucking week's worth of shows.
Just quickly, it just struck me. It just struck my attention. Loose Booty gave it up to Alex Rodriguez.
Yum. And that was like late Madonna. That wasn't like A-Rod coming out of college, 20-year-old on the Mariners.
Right, right, right.
Like that was Madonna probably in her late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, please, right? Please let me go. Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, but they were married. They got kids.
Okay. He gets a pass?
Yes, that's your husband.
I'm going to tell you who don't get a pass. Okay? Dennis Rodman. Can you say something?
I feel like
say something.
She had to wrap it before she did it.
That is great.
Ugh, gross.
I don't even say gross, and that shit is gross. Kane. Don't say who's Kane, because I'm going to throw something
I know Kane.
You. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Tupac. Mm-hmm. Vanilla Ice.
He had his peak. All I'm right. just saying. All right, if all you right, fucked all him right. when it was on the charts, it's passable.
All right. Michael Jackson. Okay. Is this acceptable?
I'm going to ask you a question, and this is going to go to all the women out there. They probably fucked in the late 80s, early 90s. What if you line up 100 women, how many of them would not have fucked Michael Jackson in 1989? Are you fucking kidding me? The biggest pop icon of the ever.
Would you have fucked Michael Jackson?
If I were a woman, I would have fucked. I was two in 1989, so that would have been, oh shit, Michael would have liked me. Oh. Oh. But,
oh, come shit. On. Okay, Warren Beatty.
He's a stud.
That makes it okay?
They probably fucked on the set of Dick Tracy.
Probably
I
don't, did.
I believe that.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Mm.
Handsome?
Stud. Ah! R.I.P.
Sean Penn, of course.
Stud. I don't know.
Let me know if this one's a stud.
Sure.
Sandra Bernhard.
Ugh.
That is disgusting.
Gross.
Oh my.
That's a gross.
Wait, E.D.? Did you say gross?
No, just gross.
Oh, okay.
I saw Sandra Bernhard recently in person.
Oh, God. And the list goes on and on and on. Madonna's nasty.
But here's the thing with Madonna. Madonna, for all of her accolades and record sales and everything through the years, she's never been one who's been known for, like, her talent. She was just more of a showy, I'm a, you know.
Okay.
Right? So what I'm saying is, you take a skank out of New York, she's still going to be a skank when she's making eight figures.
I feel you,
nine
but
figures.
I mean.
So she's going to be loose.
Come I almost on. Feel like, too, when you loose bootying out here in these streets, why everybody got to be name brand? You know what I'm saying? Like. Have some nondescript penises. Those right. is okay.
Fuck a plumber.
Right. What's wrong with that?
I agree.
That's all I'm saying. Bobby also was snitching in a book talking about some that it wasn't no secret about Whitney and the girl Robin Crawford.
Right.
I ain't like that right there. Listen, my thing is this. I don't care how if Whitney was smashing Robin or whatever the situation is. Talking about it now, yeah. Like so what?
Because he saw the size of his check.
I don't like that. Like I feel like you've been married to that lady for 14 years. You don't owe her nothing.
Also, he doesn't fill a book with just Bobby Brown stories.
How about this? I heard
he fills
that
a book with Whitney.
In
shit.
This book, supposed to be his memoir, right?
Right?
About his life.
Yep.
There's nothing in the book about his childhood. There's nothing in the book about his family.
Mm-hmm.
The book is about Whitney.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Why? We got to take it there with it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's where the
I
money
just,
is.
I just
That's
feel
definitely
like
where the money is.
Loyalty and respect. I don't know how that equals a check. I'm not reading that, y'all. I'm not interested in it. And you know that Sissy came out and was saying that, you know, she ain't trying to hear this. Like, I'm tired of you disrespecting my daughter.
Right.
And, you know, I feel sorry for Sissy because, I mean, of course, a mother losing their child and especially how it happened and how she brought her up. But I ain't, like, really praising Sissy all of that either. You know why? Because I feel like Sissy, like, ran a real tight ship going on in that house. And I felt like that Whitney, that was part of the reason why Whitney rebelled how she did.
Oh, like, a lot of women and guys do that.
I mean, when she wasn't allowed to hear a certain type of music. Mm-hmm. She wasn't about to do this. And that's why if Whitney was gay, she wasn't even comfortable to say that she was gay. That's right. A problem.
Right.
You understand? When you know that no matter what, how you feel about any person, that you're going to be condemned and shot down by your mother.
Yep.
Then
disowned.
That was a problem already from the beginning, before the drugs, before Bobby, before any of that. I mean, we all know that Whitney was not going to marry a quiet boy. Mm-hmm. We know that. Mm-hmm. But it's just the path from the beginning to the end is just kind of sad.
It's a shame.
You know?
Yeah.
He He said that he hit her only once. Just once.
It was one good time, though. Just one good time. Just that's all they need.
No.
Because if you hit him twice, that means they didn't listen once.
Damn, Bobby. Like, oh, man. I really like Every Little Step. The song, rather.
I take it or leave it.
Yeah, I know you don't care. It's a classic album, though.
I believe it.
It's a classic album. But Whitney, I'm sorry, I just got to go back to you one more time.
Wrap it up.
All right, I know, but I just want to say this. Whitney was on Oprah Winfrey's show years ago, and when she was on there and they talked about the relationship, Whitney said in front of Bobby Christina, who was sitting in the audience, he spit in my face in front of my daughter, which he never, you know, came out and answered or said anything for. I don't like that. I just want to say this. I don't like when people pass away and then people come out and talk a whole bunch of shit about this is what he said, and people don't know the secrets that Whitney told me when we was in the bed together. You know why? Because it's a whole bunch of stuff that we can't confirm. And
or I don't shouldn't like know. That shit. You let some stuff just lie.
Like, I don't know. Just to me, it's like it comes to a point where it gotta be some loyalty and respect for something. It reminds me of the Dame Dash and Aaliyah situation. You know what Dame Dash
You can tell
is?
Me all about it.
All right, but I just want to say this, and we're going to wrap this up. Dame Dash was going around telling everybody, you know, he was engaged to Aaliyah, and we were going to get married, and I told Aaliyah not to get on that plane and all of that. Well, how do we know that? Because she's not here to confirm.
I got you.
I don't like that.
And people can rewrite their
like
own
that.
History.
I don't like that. Bobby, shame on you. What else going on? I'm sorry. I just need to let that off. What about Miss USA?
Okay.
On a positive note.
Okay. Beautiful.
Isn't she?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
She's
black
a chocolate
woman. Princess.
Yeah, she is.
Love her.
I know you would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I'd like to be Mr. USA.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. So this past weekend, newly crowned Miss USA, her name is Deshauna Barber. What you think about that?
I like it.
You like it?
Just reading it, you know what I mean? Just
she became an overnight sensation because not only is she beautiful, she's intelligent. Double threat. What you Amen. Know about that?
Not much. I'd like to know more.
Shut up. They asked her a question in the pageant. Something about women in combat because she's a military woman.
Yep.
And a brat, by the way. And she replies that we are just as tough as men, okay? And as a commander of my own unit, I'm powerful and I'm dedicated. And no gender should limit anyone in the United States. So, I mean, she was dropping some good shit up there. And I noticed on social media that, you know, the Caucasian haters
came out about the woman heading a unit, or the fact that the Miss USA is black,
but the fact that she's black and she's dark skinned, they didn't like that. Somebody even commented and said she doesn't even look American.
Oh Christ almighty,
how does Americans look?
All shapes and sizes.
Are you kidding me?
And colors.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but like I hate to say it this way, but like, don't let one bad apple spoil the bunch. Because this, I mean, say what you want about beauty pageants and all that stuff, but like, at least they send a decent message with women being empowered. And if they're going to highlight the right kind of people, by all means, like, just leave it at that. She looks beautiful. She looks American. She looks like she's going places. She's got a good pedigree. Let it lie.
It's always a whole bunch of hate spewing.
The internet does that. The internet
does. I feel like it does it more when it's with someone African American for some reason. Just like the freaking kid with the gorilla. Like, come on. I was looking on the news yesterday. Guess what? Attention on the bottom screen. The woman from the zoo charges will not be held against her. This is freaking
good.
News.
Good.
This is news. We need it for this to go to all of these different levels for us to realize.
I wonder if Miss USA was from Hawaii, where she looked probably Filipino or like Latin or something like that. I wonder if it would be the same thing where she doesn't even look American. What the fuck is American anymore?
But it would be okay because she would be fair skinned.
Fuck.
I mean, this is just the world we live in.
And it's a fucking shame.
It is.
I just shut the fuck up, those people. That's how I feel.
This is
a young girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think she's gorgeous, by the way. But anyway, shout out to Deshauna.
Shout out to DeShauna.
Yo, we come a long way in the past 20 years as far as Miss USA is concerned. We got a president with the name Barack. We got the Miss USA with the name DeShauna. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
I'm happy for you.
You better be, damn it. Anyway, what else is going on?
That's some good news. That's some good news.
That is good news. You gonna try to get in DeShauna's DMs after the show, probably.
I'll find her.
I know you will.
I'll find her. Well, let's touch on something it's negative because it's a rest in peace, but
okay.
It's a good.
Didn't I say I don't want to come back to all of these rest in pieces from last week?
Okay, then what do you want to talk about?
No, we're gonna talk about
it. Well, all right. So I'm representing him right now. Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice. Born, you know. He was born and he was just, I think this is the kind of dude that was made to fight. So I'm just going to go personal with it.
All right. Well, one thing I want to say before you start that, mm-hmm. I really appreciate the fact that, like, you're not the type of dude that's coming out with a Kimbo Slice shirt because you heard it.
No.
You know, there's so many bandwagoners in this world.
I don't
like,
fair weather fan anything.
Exactly. So this shirt is like about freaking
12 years old.
This is what I'm saying.
I printed it myself.
That's deep.
My brother did it for me.
That's deep. This is a real deal.
Yeah, probably like 12, 13 years ago. I'm a kid in high school. My brother and I are just surfing YouTube when YouTube was kind of newer, right? And we come up on this dude, Kimbo Slice,
uh-huh.
who is wrecking guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing these unsanctioned, you know, cash money fights in backyards. So we were into bum fights. I don't know if you remember bum fights back in the day. Mm-hmm. These guys would take a camera and pay dudes
to fight.
I know
bum fights on Fulton Street. We do
same shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we were just into watching people like Jackass, all that stuff. Just people doing stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we would watch this brolic motherfucker, Kimbo, with no hair on top of his head, but he had a little crown of thorn hair right here, come out big as a fucking, and he was like trimming his chest hair.
Uh-huh.
And as a man with chest hair, I can appreciate that.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, I loved it. And he would just come out and he would just like steamroll people like Tyson, just killing them.
Mm.
No technique. They'd be in a backyard somewhere in the South.
That's what they called them, right? Backyard brawler.
Backyard brawler. Mm. So he got this name Slice because I'm sure there's still a meme out there. He punched this dude and the dude had a big fucking slice across his face.
Oh.
So Kimbo was like a kid name that he had when he was younger. And then because he sliced this dude open. So me and my brother were just manic. Every Kimbo fucking thing we could find, we were watching it. We became Kimbo fans. We make the shirts. People are like, what the fuck is this black dude on your shirt? I'm a kid. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, he's a shit. So I was all about Kimbo Slice.
Mm-hmm.
Then he starts to get a following. Like once the internet gets behind you,
that's it.
He gets cut. He cuts a deal with Elite XC. He cuts a deal with all these MMA promotions.
Mm.
Dude beat Ray Mercer.
I'm sorry?
Ray Mercer. He won the heavyweight title back in the day.
Okay.
Beat Tank Abbott, who was a force to be reckoned with in MMA. He beat a legend in Ken Shamrock. Granted, these guys were in different times of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But Kimbo is a dude with, I would say, like minimal training. He wasn't going in there trying to like break your toes.
Right.
He wanted to break your face. Granted, you know, he would submit some people, but that's all to say. Hearing the news that my early, you know, teenage little idol, like I loved him,
right.
Watching him on TV. If anybody, entertainers, musicians, actors, writers, if somebody brings you joy in your life and then they depart, it's a fucking shame.
That's right.
So when I read that this week,
heart failure,
he's waiting for a heart transplant, probably because he was taking some shit.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, so usually what happens is these athletes, and I'm, as a pro wrestling fan, this shit is very common. At a point, all the shit that you put into your body,
steroids.
Late 30s, early 40s, these guys start dropping like flies because you can't take it anymore.
Mm.
All the shit they're putting into their bodies. And right. He had tested positive for some things in the past, but major selfish RIP to Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
Because here's a dude who you know, he was a bouncer. He was doing all those odd jobs, making money, hard money.
Right.
Probably not legal money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he brought some joy to a dude in the suburbs
because
he was killing people.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Granted, it was like watching the Italian Colosseum, the Roman Colosseum, barbarian shit. But watching it gave me the utmost of respect for him.
Right, and probably the sport.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. It brought a lot of people's eyes who wouldn't have seen that product into it.
Aww.
So rest in peace, Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Absolutely.
I heard that he had 6 children.
Yes.
3 sons, 3 daughters, and he had a long-time girlfriend that he was engaged to at the time. So It's pretty sad.
Pretty sad. And like, he's also a dude whose template as far as getting into the industry, getting that money, mm-hmm. is very unique. Talk right. about a DIY punk rock thing. Mm-hmm. He developed a following and then pretty much knocked down a door as a result.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
R.I.P. sad to see him Kimbo.
Go. R.I.P.
R.I.P. A Canadian professional hockey player named Gordie Howe. I don't really know much about Gordie, but I heard he was a big deal, and ultimately he had a good life because he passed away at 88 years old.
Yeah, they called him Mr. Hockey. I'm not a big hockey dude, but
right. So
pretty much the Gretzky before Gretzky was Gretzky.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all. The only hockey player I know is Gretzky. But and also I just wanted to mention a RIP to this young singer, Christina Grimmie.
Yeah.
And that story kind of like really touched me.
Because, super bummer.
Oh my God, that's. That is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I didn't really know who she was, but just the whole story in a whole was just real sad. 22 years old, and she was performing somewhere in Florida, and this guy, he's not even worth saying his name to me, but from what I hear, he was from St. Petersburg, and he drove all the way to Orlando where she was performing, and he shot and killed her. And her brother immediately like tumbled this guy, and before it even turned out to be anything, he quickly shot and killed himself. And just real sad, you know. I had googled her, and because I wanted to just see who she was, mm-hmm. and how she sound. Incredible voice.
Yeah,
incredible voice, and just a pretty talent that's just gone for no reason at all. So just real heartbroken about that. Nobody knows the motive. At first, they was going around talking about that he was like an ex-boyfriend or something, but that wasn't the case at all. That right. He was just some type of crazed fan. He had mental issues. Anytime somebody drives from St. Petersburg to Orlando, 2-hour drive just to do what he did, that's a sick motherfucker. But anyway,
what's alarming to me is I read he had 2 handguns,
right?
2 loaded magazines, a hunting knife, and this all happened in the venue around 100 or so fans.
Right.
And I think that's really alarming because it's like, you know, I'm not going to say, where's the security? I'm not one of those people.
Yeah,
But you just wonder, you know, like, could it have been worse? Let's say it happened during the show. Or let's say, you know, there were more people around or whatever. Like, thank God this girl's brother was able to kind of subdue the situation. It's just a bummer. It really is.
I feel really bad for the brother too, because you know, he tried to save his sister, and you know, protect her, and it just didn't work out for the best. So I just, you know, condolences to her family. She had like 3 million followers, like, so obviously she had a fan base. She was loved by many people.
Right.
But just a sad situation. So RIP to Christine. I think it would probably be a bigger story, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
a lot of people don't know who she is. I think that people should actually make it a big deal. You know how media has a tendency of only bringing light to certain people because of their stature.
Yep.
But RIP to Christine.
I mean, it's a thing where you see some bigger artist pass away and they're like, all right, let's make this album shoot to number one.
Right.
I'm not sure if she'll get that kind of thing, but you know, maybe her family could use.
Well, you know what? You know, now something. That you said that, I think I'm gonna go and see if I could buy something.
A couple iTunes songs,
yeah,
right?
Something.
Yeah, she probably had one hit. But
I heard this morning about this shooting that went on in Orlando in the club where 20 people got killed. I don't have much information.
I heard 50 people dead.
Oh, are you serious?
Deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.
And so they think that it's what do you call it? A terrorist situation?
I'm not too sure, but I know it took place at a gay club, so maybe there's a motive with that, which is a fucking shame if that's the case. I mean, I don't know a lot of the information that came out.
But there was so many people that they have up in the hospitals out there in Orlando.
They probably had them in the middle of the hallways and shit, right?
Well, that, like, the doctors and the nurses, as everybody is coming, because it takes like 6 people per surgery to be,
so you're pulling in people from God knows where.
Pulling in people left and right, and you know, it's just, I don't know much about it, but I just heard it, and I'm just so disgusted and tired of hearing about these sad stories.
Yeah.
Is it anything that we could leave positive on? Anything? I mean, well, what else we got?
One little baby stupid thing that we talked about before that I think is funny because it's in the name of a company that prints money.
Okay.
So this week, the whole Apple Store thing.
Oh, that's a good story.
That's a fun. It's at least light. It's at least light.
It's a funny story. How about that? Story. It's not good or bad. It's just.
It's a story.
It's a story.
So this week, in New York, there were folks who dressed up as Apple employees at the Apple Store.
This is amazing.
Stole 19 phones, about $16,000 worth of merchandise.
Right.
Passed it off.
So somebody came in with a blue shirt.
Yep.
With a little Apple on. Yep. Is it blue or red? Because in my town, it's red.
Probably.
Blue or red? No.
Yeah.
Right. I like it.
It's bread. Right. Both.
It's bread?
Blue and red.
Okay. So they come in with the t-shirt.
They come in.
You're telling me that it's that fucking easy?
Well, here's the thing that I read. I read that this location is...
In Soho, in Manhattan.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I was reading about the Upper West Side location or this one, but... It's not uncommon to see a new face because they kind of use a lot of trainings there. So let's say Shay's new to the team. She's going to go down to this location. So they're like, oh, hey.
Yo, this is genius.
I agree.
All right, so go on.
So they're used to seeing new faces.
All right.
And then let's just say you got an 8-hour shift.
Okay.
A phone or two an hour.
Uh-huh.
Put it in your drawers. Put it in the bathroom, whatever. Have somebody come in. Say they have a broken laptop. Take it. Bail.
So he goes right into the repair room like it's absolutely nothing.
Right.
He
stock
helps,
room.
Right,
yeah.
Right. He helps himself.
Right.
He actually had an accomplice too, by
yes.
the way.
Yeah. You need it because you kind of need
right,
to
right.
transport.
Need help. That's a lot of
right.
phones. Like
right.
you can't just be walking out
right.
like this.
And the boxes are only getting bulkier. So they're little bricks nowadays. A bunch of sevens or whatever.
I know this doesn't matter, but I just really need to know what color they were. Is there any way?
Place your bets. Place your bets. Though, I have
I
to
just
say.
I need to know.
This is some Ocean's 11, like, concocting shit. So okay. Who knows?
Wait a minute.
Who
you
knows?
Think it's that deep?
I mean,
I don't think
it's
that
not,
deep.
It's not a stick up.
Which... I mean, what is, was that a black jab? I don't know. For some reason, I felt black. I don't know. But are you saying that an African-American couldn't come up with an Ocean's 11 plan?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I'm
Sammy Davis
checking.
Jr. was in Ocean's 11, wasn't he?
Good point.
Don Cheadle was in it. Come on.
Good point. But this is freaking genius.
I agree.
Why didn't we think of... All right. So anyway.
And I guarantee you that there's... Those shirts are floating around. Like if you worked
They're
at Best
floating
Buy,
around?
If you worked at any store, if you worked at McDonald's, you don't, you know, there's, they may ask you to give your shirt back.
My freaking brother could work at Apple and
yeah.
he has his shirt hanging to dry.
Right, exactly.
He has his shirt. He washed it. It's hanging to dry. He's not at home today. Today's his day off.
Yep.
Fuck it. I'm going to put on this shirt yep. and I'm going to get me some paper.
Yep.
$16,000 worth of phones.
Awesome.
And they probably are totally untraceable.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't
I feel
know how
like,
that works.
I feel like everything's got an encryption, but if you sell it overseas, I mean...
True.
Those markets don't
plan,
give a shit.
Huh?
Now I'm going to do it, yeah. Look out, Soho. I'm coming.
Yeah, I don't know who was behind this right here.
And it's not the first time. That's the thing. Like, Upper West Side, Soho, like, there's a ring.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Apple, not to say like,
That's
you know,
a damn shame.
Not to say there's a bunch of Robin Hoods running around taking from the rich and giving to the poor. Like nobody needs a fucking iPhone.
Hey.
But, I mean, I got one. But, like, it's just, I just think that's cool. I don't know why, but I think that's fucking funny as hell.
It is.
I really do.
It's pretty smart. Anyway, I don't know who was behind such a crime, but LacheyShow@gmail.com. My daughter is really wanting the 6 Plus, so... I'm just saying, you know.
Right, and you'll take it on the cheap, gladly.
Whatever.
Because even if they stole 16, it's all a profit. Let's say you sell it for 8
right.
out of the back of a truck.
What is it? What is a 6 run now? Like, what is it worth?
Oh, God. A 6 now? I don't
yeah.
know, like $400?
Oh.
Maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know, because when I got my phone, it's like included in the plan.
Right, and you're
so
paying
just,
the money.
Right.
It could be $1,000, but you're just
right,
paying.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Who cares? I got
goal.
A 6. Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but anyway. That yeah. was
right. Kudos. Kudos.
Kudos to everybody out here rocking Apple shirts. No doubt. So you had a little bit of little homework. All right, just out of curiosity.
Uh-huh.
Not that I care or anything, uh-huh. but what'd you think of the song?
I fucking hated this
Again?
Song. Yeah.
I, really,
I was told by one of our producers that it's a hood classic, but
I
had never heard this song in my life.
Of course, I know that you haven't.
But I don't know how much of social media knew about this. So the song is
"Where I Want to Be"
by Donnell Jones. I had never heard it in my life.
And I just want to let you know, just in general.
Yeah, you love this song.
Look at my. You see when you see that
Line? When I say black.
Right. The same line under your tongue. Mm-hmm. Love.
Well, get ready because it's going to sound nothing like it.
I can't stand
it. So being completely truthful on this.
Wait. You didn't appreciate the lyrics?
The lyrics are maybe the worst part of the song.
I thought you would appreciate them. I mean, especially when you're going through a breakup.
Critic's opinion.
You're going through a breakup. You know what I mean? It didn't relate at all.
I just I'm into.
Tell me just what you hated the most about it. Was it the lyrics, the music, the guy?
The best part of the song was like
the end.
The music.
Oh, okay.
Like it's a lot of jazz chords. It sounded really cool.
That's what I thought you would
love
it.
Piano piece, but we've been doing this long enough where I know that I don't want to just replicate a song.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, you want to make it Danny.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, but the words I just felt were like, oh God, okay. I don't know. I didn't hate it, but I just didn't like it.
How do we like the same music sometimes?
But he did a song. Didn't he do a song called like What's Up or something like that? You Know What's Up or whatever. Yeah,
that wasn't one of my.
I like that song. If I could have done that song,
yeah,
that put that on the list homework. For like yeah, 6 weeks, 8 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Donnell Jones, what up, yo?
But yeah, I got that song, probably Tuesday night, whatever night you gave it to me?
Doesn't matter. Stop with the disclaimer.
I'm not disclaiming. I'm just saying I changed this up at the 11th hour. Last night, because I didn't love what I was doing with it. Now I like what I'm doing. I don't even love what I'm doing with it.
Well, I love this song.
I'm going to...
Please do it justice.
I'll try.
Don't Tim McGraw it either.
Oh, get ready.
Oh, fuck. Oh, brother. Again.
Don't oh, brother this.
All right. Where I Want to Be by Donnell Jones. Donnell Jones is listening, by the way. So do his song justice. The pressure.
No, this is bad, dude. All right, here we go. I said I left my baby girl a message. Said I won't be home. Said I wanna be alone. Doesn't fully understand me, cause I'd rather leave than cheat. She gave me time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time alone. But when you love someone, you don't wanna treat them bad.
You don't?
Oh, how I feel so sad. Now I wanna leave. She's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see just where I wanna be.
Where you wanna be?
Where I wanna be. Find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me.
Mother Mary.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Oh, wait, hold on now.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom.
This doesn't sound like Donnell Jones at all.
But when you love someone,
this Beatles,
you don't just treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I need some time to see just where I wanna be. Where I wanna be. That was me throwing some Beatles into some Donnell Jones.
I noticed, Dan. And then afterwards, I also noticed you threw the pick.
Because that's how I feel about this song.
All right.
All respect to Donnell Jones, but just not my thing. Not my thing.
I think that... Do you want critics' opinion?
Always.
It's not absolutely nothing like Donnell Jones where I
want
to be.
I didn't want it to.
All right.
Didn't want it to.
I noticed a little Beatle remix in there or whatever. You know what? Not for nothing, but I appreciated it. Like,
thank you.
I like when you try to put your own little
My own
remix.
Little injection into it.
It's appreciated.
Thank you.
It's appreciated. But just so you know, like sometimes I want to sing along too. Like, can we?
We do that.
I know, but I couldn't sing along.
We did that with Alicia Keys last week, didn't we?
I don't know. You just came from... This way.
All right. Maybe it was a single. It wasn't a home run.
Okay. C+?
Are you telling me you're asking me? Are you telling me? Are you asking me to grade myself?
No, I'm trying to see what's fair here.
It was my effort, I'd give an A+ because I just didn't dig the song. But I'll take a C+. I'm passing.
I'll give you a B- only because I see a numerous amount of sweat beads on your forehead. And
it's
it shows
not,
the
it's
effort.
Not cool.
No,
right
no.
It's hot
it's
here.
Not? It's not cool?
Mm. No.
All right. Same B-. I'll give you B-.
Now you're just being nice.
I am being nice.
Okay. Thank you. I'm still passing.
Yeah, that's D's, what's important.
D's get degrees. I'm happy about it.
They do. Oh, okay. So your homework for next week.
Yeah. And maybe I'll try to do it true to it.
Can you?
I'll try.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, you don't play the keyboard?
I don't have one here.
You don't own
one? No, that'd be hard to bring here. You gotta plug it in.
Maybe I'll let you hold mine. I would love for you to do some rendition on the keyboard.
I'm not great at it. No? We'll see.
All right. Well, let's
I'll see what
about.
I'll see what I dream up.
You'll be open.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm always open to it.
Pause. That's what I'm saying.
I'm like Madonna with this.
You're open. Very open. The song that I have is another one of my old favorites.
So we're going back into the archives?
We're going a little back. You know, I know this song was about 15 years old, right. But it's just something that I enjoy.
Okay, sure.
And this is another song that I enjoy, too, mm-hmm. by one of my favorite artists, mm-hmm. which people probably be shocked that this is one of my favorite artists.
Oh, see, we're learning today.
Yeah. Brandy.
Oh.
I like Brandy a lot.
I know who Brandy is.
How do you feel about Brandy?
She's cute, and she hasn't aged.
All right, take away the cute part. Brandy can sing.
I could name one Brandy song, maybe.
What is it?
Boy Is Mine.
Good.
That's all I know. I don't know anything.
All right. Well, just to let you know, Brandy can sing.
Okay.
Okay.
And Dan can't, just for the record.
All right.
Dan's a C+, apparently. So
this song that I'm going to give you is not really showing Brandy's vocal skills.
Okay, right.
But it's just.
You just like it.
Nevertheless, it's just I like it, and it's one of my faves, mm-hmm. and it's Blue Moon.
Oh, Christ. Is it like Blue Moon, like old Blue Moon, like Blue Moon?
Absolutely not.
It should be.
Absolutely not.
Maybe I'll just sing Blue Moon.
It's like a nice little, yo, even if you had a congo or something, like a drum.
How the
so
hell
dope.
Am I going to do this?
I don't know.
We'll see.
I have faith in you.
I gotta
it doesn't
listen
matter.
To it. I don't even know what the hell it sounds like.
Yo, it's like a, ooh, it's a groove that.
Stay tuned for this then. Apparently.
To this day, 2016, if they play Blue Moon.
By Brandy
in the club, what's the problem? It will still knock. Say it don't. Blue Moon
by Brandy. Coming up next week on Lachey Show.
I like that. This is a good show, Danny.
Thank you.
It's a good song. I like Donnell's better, but you know.
I do too.
It is what it is. Is there anything that you wanted to throw in there before we call this a Rizzy?
No, I mean, full
oh,
moon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dang. They gonna beat my head off.
Maybe I'll just sing Blue Moon.
I made a mistake. Oh my God.
Bring it right into full
why
moon.
Why do it? As soon as I make one little error. Because
I would be looking up Blue Moon all week.
I get freaking head chopped off.
I'm gonna be Googling Blue Moon. Now it's full moon. So all I'm gonna do Blue Moon right into full moon.
If you come in here and do Blue Moon, that's your ass. Thank you for helping me with that error, whatever.
That's what they're for.
It's full moon. That's what they do. All right. So anyway, we about to wrap this
We're
up.
We're gonna bail right now.
Oh my God. Thank God I was corrected because now I'm gonna get all these freaking emails. It was a blue moon.
I'm gonna find Brandy doing Blue Moon though.
Oh my God. All right. So I think this is about a Rizzy at this point.
I agree.
Thanks everybody for watching. Don't forget y'all on social media who keep supporting us. It's truly, truly appreciated. LacheyShow@gmail.com if you got something to say. Lachey Show on Instagram. Lachey Show on Facebook. Lachey Show on Twitter. And if you missed this show and missed all of this, you know, gorgeousness on the video, then you could catch us on the following Tuesday on our podcast at brooklynradio.com. And of course, you can find this phenomenal singer and guitarist, Dan Love, at
Danny Love, BITW.
The best in the world.
That's it.
You better believe it.
Thank you. The best B plus in the world. The best.
I said negative.
Best.
I said B
minus.
Yeah, B.
That's my blood type.
I'm done with you.
It's time to go.
Can somebody play the freaking music already? Radio.